Bonjour, bienvenue dans l'entretien.
Good morning, welcome to interviews. My guest today is Chirine Ebadi. Thank you for being here and talking on France 24. You're a lawyer. You were the first woman judge in Iran before the Islamic Revolution, until you were removed when the Islamic Republic was set up. You received the Nobel Peace Prize in 2003 for defending the most vulnerable. And then, faced with very high pressure, you went into exile. Protests in Iran are in their third month. Is this a revolution underway?
Absolutely. What is happening in Iran right now is a revolution in every sense of the word. For 3 months now, the Iranian people have been taking to the streets. And even now, there are male and female students who are joining the movement.
There are strikes by lawyers, among others, actions of civil disobedience, with football and volleyball teams that don't want to sing the national anthem. Is that part of the revolution?
Indeed. Right now, the protest has reached all levels of society, all professions, because for some 43 years now, anything that the people in Iran have asked for, it has been ignored by the government. And each time a protest came out, it was repressed by bullet fire and prison sentences.
Women issues are what triggered this whole set of protests, the death of Mahsa Amini, 43 years of discrimination. What does it mean today to be an Iranian woman?
The death of Mahsa Amini, it was the final straw. It was the match that lit the gunpowder. For many years now, this discrimination has been rife. And now, being an Iranian woman, it means taking to the streets, taking a stance, fighting. And even those women who can't take to the streets, they are in their homes, preparing sandwiches, feeding those people who are. So they are fighting in their own way.
The repression is brutal, almost 400 deaths, 1,500 arrests according to the independent NGOs, the first death sentences that were handed out by revolutionary courts in order to scare protesters. But we get the feeling that fear is now on the other side.
Well, it's very right. People in Iran, they're no longer afraid. They have stepped over the line and they are now willing to pay the price. So they know that they have to bring this regime down. I would just like to add that today there are more than 14,000 people who have been arrested, and the police forces now no longer know where to put all the people they are arresting. They're finding places wherever they can, buildings, to put the people who are under arrest. And also, among those people who are dead, there are more than 50 children.
The death of Kian Pirfalak, that was killed at the age of 10 in western Iran, distressed Iranians and even foreigners. On the 20th of November, we are celebrating the international rights of children. What about the rights of Iranian children?
In my opinion, the rights of Iranian children are not being respected. Minors are being executed, and this is something we have been speaking out against for many years now. There are children, underage children, being married off. Numerous children, especially those coming from the tribal populations, have no legal status because they have no official ID. These people, for example, from the Baluch in Khorasan, their existence is not recognized by the Iranian state. And for the child you mentioned, Kian Pirfalak, he was murdered. He was murdered by the state police forces. He was shot down in the street. And nothing is being done about it, despite the fact that his photo is everywhere. It moved a lot of the Iranian population, but UNICEF has done nothing. It is not wanting to do anything, despite my repeated appeals for them to take a stance and to speak out against what happened to this child. So I would like to say here that UNICEF, yes, it has an office in Iran, but it is not doing anything. Even today, they have not taken a stance on the issue of children's rights.
Nasrin Sotoudeh, also a lawyer for human rights, received a 38-year jail sentence. She's currently under house arrest. Her health is very weak. She's requesting the world to be, and I quote her, the eyes and ears of Iranians. How do we go about doing that?
Well, all information, any videos, anything that comes out of Iran, it needs to be disseminated as far afield as possible. Public opinion needs to be fully aware of what is happening in Iran, what the Iranian government is doing to its own people.
What can we do to help Iranians in their quest and their thirst for democracy? What can the world do when they want the world to be their voice and help them? From a practical viewpoint, what can world leaders do?
The Iranian people have been fighting for democracy for years, and it is their duty and theirs alone to bring democracy to the country. And they have already taken that avenue. So what foreign governments can do is to stop supporting the Iranian regime. They can stop ensuring that the regime stays in power, no longer playing part to the current regime staying in power. So in order to put an end to relations, there are many simple things that can be done. For example, all Western nations need to call back their ambassadors based in Iran while sending back Iranian ambassadors back home. Diplomatic and political relations with Iran need to be taken down from a level of embassies to a mere consulate level. That would be a very clear message against what Iran is doing and against the murder of innocent civilians in the country.
One of those protesting women said to me, "We cannot go back. We will go all the way." Do you feel that resolution by Iranians? Do you think this time around is going to be successful and that would topple the regime?
Absolutely. There is no backtracking now because the government has committed unforgivable crimes. There's no way that they can come back on what they've done, because violence has reached unheard of levels. What is happening in Mahabad in Kurdistan, there are videos that we are seeing from Mahabad, and it shows unbelievable levels of violence. In fact, people can no longer take to the streets. Anyone who takes to the streets or is seen walking around, they are shot at. And in fact, even when they stay in their own homes, the police forces come and shoot at them through their windows. I have heard various stories from people in Mahabad, people who have sent me videos showing that when they are at their own homes, they are being tear gassed. So we can see such violence being committed by a government, and that sort of government cannot survive.
A number of years ago, you said that this regime was in any way fated to fall. Do you think it's going to fall very soon?
I feel that in light of current events, I feel that we are witnessing the end of the regime.
How do you see the political future of Iran? Could it have a name, Shireen Ebadi?
The future government of Iran will be democratic and secular. This is what the people of Iran are calling for in a very clear way. So the people of Iran will elect its representatives in free democratic elections.
If you were to send one message to Iranians watching you, who are about to watch this interview, what would that message be?
Help, support all those people who are taking to the streets in any way possible. Show your support because these people are paying for the price of freedom with their very lives.
We're going to wind this up. Thank you very much, Shireen Ebadi, for talking about the situation in Iran.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak, and goodbye.
Thank you very much for watching this interview. You can watch it on the air and on our site. See you soon.